This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I haven't met, I'm Jude Munro, Chair of Victorian Pride Centre Board. And today, as we meet to hear about land and its ownership, I acknowledge that we meet today on the traditional land of the Yalukawirrung clan of the Boonwurrung people, and I acknowledge the role of their elders past and present in their leadership and custodianship of this land. And thanks very much to Rabatas for hosting today. Can you please join us? Acknowledge representatives here today from many LGBTI organisations, and none of you were fooled by the fact it was the equality announcement, were you? It was well disguised, but you all turned up. That's great. But I'd like to acknowledge reps here from the Victorian AIDS Council, -18, Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives, Melbourne Queer Film Festival, Midsummer, Switchboard, and many other groups and individuals. Today is a day of pride, celebration, and thanks. Thank you, Minister Martin Foley, Minister for Equality, for announcing Fitzroy Street St Kilda as the site that the Victorian Pride Centre Board has selected to be the place that will become the home for the Victorian LGBTI community and the first Pride Centre in Australia. Minister, it is our first opportunity as a board to publicly thank you. You notice I didn't say put the heat on you for more money, to publicly thank you and the state government for your commitment of $15 million to build the Pride Centre. We are very excited about it. Here in St Kilda. On behalf of the LGBTI community and our board, I'd like to thank the three councils, the City of Port Phillip, the City of Melbourne and the City of Yarra, for responding to the EOI that was forwarded to all councils and unis operating without case of the Melbourne CBD. Each of these three councils, that's Port Phillip, Melbourne and Yarra, have a historical and a deep commitment to supporting the LGBTI community, and I want to acknowledge the work that each of them did. The site in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, was selected because it is a vacant site. The contribution from council is valued at approximately $13 million, and the site is offered on a freehold basis that a Pride Centre operates there for the next 20 years. And can I say, Mayor, we know there's no such thing as a free lunch. This is a $13 million contribution. It's a significant investment from the City of Port Phillip. It is also, but I'll say this advisedly, it's a windfall for our community. The St Kilda site was assessed as being superior on a value for money and a sustainability basis. That's a long-term sustainability basis. It was clear to us as a board that a lot of care and thought had been given to the preparation of the offer from the City of Port Phillip. We will own this site in perpetuity, and we will march by it every Pride March, knowing it's ours. It is accessible. It is close to the fastest and most frequent public transport service in Victoria. I can attest to it. A 6-minute service in the peak and with a fully accessible train stop close by. We expect to be able to start developing the site following the normal approvals within the next 12 months. I would like to outline the process leading up to our selection. So this is, you know, it could be tedious for some to listen to, so put your seatbelts on, relax, but it's important that I outline this. The site was selected after extensive consultation with LGBTI community organisations and members on what is important to our communities. The Victorian Pride Centre Board used the consultation feedback to develop the expression of interest requirements, site evaluation criteria, professional advisors supplied technical reports, conducted due diligence and formed an evaluation panel to give the board an independent recommendation. The board read and considered all proposals and technical reports, met with the evaluation panel in order to reach our decision, which was unanimous. I would like to thank my board colleagues for your prudence and diligence and hard questions. Our thanks to Ro Allen for her sage advice and guidance as our commissioner. On behalf of the Victorian Pride Centre Board, I would like to thank our professional advisors, many of whom have put in countless hours, often on a pro bono basis. First of all, to Major Projects Victoria, who offered to sponsor the preparation of the business case on a pro bono basis, and to the team of Tim Bamford, Brad Scott and Jessica Cheers from MPV. I would like to thank Ross Hamilton, Caroline Stewart and Tanya Mathewson of PwC, the team at Cox Architects, James Morvell, Emily Kirikou and Francesca Lai for their support and legal advice from Hall & Wilcox. Could you please join with me? Thank you. Gratitude and thanks. Our board thanks the two other councils, City of Yarra and City of Melbourne, for their expressions of interest, which were very compelling, but were assessed as delivering fewer benefits overall on the basis of the prescribed evaluation criteria, although all shortlisted proposals met the mandatory criteria. One of the key benefits of the St Kilda site was the ability to deliver vacant possession. As you know, current leases on sites make it very difficult to gain full access to a site for probably 3 or more years, with a 24-month building program on top of that. So the proposals were clear. We now need to, of course, build a Pride Centre as soon as possible for the sake of the major LGBTI community organisations and small groups who will benefit, and we're able to build with the goodwill and financial support of the Victorian Government. And I'd also like to acknowledge we are working with the Victorian AIDS Council in the development of this important project. Now able to roll out a major fundraising strategy to find much needed additional funds to ensure we will be able to build and operate the Victorian Pride Centre as a long-term going concern. Today's exciting announcement is the result of the work of many people, and we can look forward to our ongoing work together as we build Australia's first Pride Centre.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.